Football Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Oh, we got a special treat this morning. We are here in honor of the Premier League Mornings Live Fan Fest. It's in Chicago this week. It's in Lincoln Park. I think you already had to sign up, but you can watch it on television, NBC Sports, the studio team with Rebecca Lowe and Robbie Earle, Robbie Musto, Tim Howard will all be broadcasting there. There will be special players from all over the place, and we're delighted to welcome them here to our studio. We are, of course, in the Blue Cross, Blue Shield of Illinois studios, and what a treat. We've got Danny Simpson here. He was with He's a boxer, for God's sake. He was with Leicester City and won the title with Leicester. One of the greatest seasons, if anybody knows anything about the Premier League. We've got Gary Cahill, the former Chelsea captain and guy that could have taken his buddy Harry Kane and played for Ireland. Wouldn't that have been something special back in the day? I'm Irish. And, of course, we've got Wes Brown, glorious career with the Red Devils. Guys, welcome to our studio. Great to see you.
Welcome to Chicago.
Welcome to
Thank
Chicago.
Thank you.
How long you been here?
Yesterday. We arrived yesterday. We've not seen much yet, but I'm guessing this afternoon we were talking about earlier, we're going to a Cubs game, and hopefully we get to see a little bit more of the city.
Can you believe you came this far for a party? This essentially, you came here just because the Premier League is so popular in America. Speak to that a little bit, because looking at the numbers here, 48% of soccer fans in the U.S. have a Premier League club as their favorite team.
Yeah.
Over here, did you ever expect the Premier League to be that popular abroad?
We see that. I mean, I've been coming to the States for a lot of years now, when I was playing, obviously, pre-season tournaments that we've had, etc. And you see every year that the Premier League is growing and growing over here. The knowledge that the fans have, like you said, you get up early, watch the games. So, yeah, it's pleasing for us. And like I said, the event this weekend is going to be special. I've been to one in Orlando, my first one, and it was fantastic. You know, really good atmosphere, really good vibe. Come out, watch the Premier League. All the games are on. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm curious. So you're throwing out the first pitch, I believe.
At I am, yeah. Gary. It changed the conversation there.
Well, no, I just think you look like a pitcher. I don't know if you can pitch, but you're 6'4". You're tall and thin. Doesn't he look like a pitcher?
Have you ever thrown a baseball before?
Never.
Never been to a baseball game, I take it.
I've been to one years and years ago.
Are you baffled by baseball, why it's so popular here?
Well, we'll see today. Yeah, I'll be interested to see. I'm not, like I said, I've only watched one in the past. I know it's massive over here, so I'll be interested to see how difficult it is to pitch the ball. We'll see.
I went to the Blue Jays. Toronto, was it Blue Jays?
Yeah.
I went to watch that. That was fun. It was exciting, so I'm looking forward to today.
Do you play cricket, maybe? Any chance you've ever thrown a ball?
No, cricket is obviously in England. Yeah, it's big. So school, yeah. I haven't played cricket for a little while. But yeah, it's definitely more popular. So I might have to bounce one in today, maybe. We'll have to wait and see how that goes.
Throw an ephus. You know what that is? That's when you throw it way up in the air and you let it land. So listen, they've done these in different places before. You know, I watch the Premier League every week. The New York one was outstanding. They've moved around the country. It must be fascinating for you guys who would be recognized everywhere you go. And I'm sure you still are recognized in America. But it's one of the reasons people vacation here that played in the Premier League, because nobody's stopping you in the street. You can walk down Michigan Avenue and everything's going to be okay.
Totally. I mean, I suppose a lot of us in the past, especially when we were playing, we had holidays here, and like I said, until you really meet somebody who's a soccer fan, you can get away, walk down the street, have a coffee, go out and relax. But obviously, this weekend I think a little bit more different with the sort of fan base and the amount of people that are coming.
When you found out you were coming to Chicago, what did you want to see? What did you want to do when you thought you were coming?
Well, I'm actually a Chicago Bulls fan.
Oh, really?
That's my era. Yeah, MJ. So I've not actually been to a game, but I'm now a Cubs fan because I've never been to baseball, and we're going this afternoon, so that's good to tie it in. But the city's just so massive, and like I said, I was here once before in pre-season, and It'll be nice to see how much, you know, the fans take it into tomorrow. And like I said, it's going to be a very large crowd.
Did you play at Soldier Field?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was excellent. Really nice day. You could see, you know, on an American football day, it's going to be a good turnout. So it was good to, you know, get that one in the bag and play there.
I heard a lot about the deep dish pizzas as well.
Coming over here, which we tried last night, and then went to a jazz bar as well.
Oh wow!
Andy's Jazz Bar, so obviously it's famous for the jazz music, so it was nice to experience that yesterday.
A lot of good blues clubs in Chicago, famous for that. There's a big town. There's a lot to do, and there's some great restaurants. You don't have to get stuck into the pizza all the time. I mean, I love it, but you know, we have other better things, for God's sake. There are some of the finest restaurants in America, which means the world, as far as I'm concerned. Mainly when you came here, when you were playing, did you go to Orlando? Were you guys like kind of go into Disney with kids or something? I mean, what would attract you to the States, generally speaking?
Yeah, well, one preseason, I think when we won the league with Leicester in 2016, we came over to LA. We had a preseason, so we played LA Galaxy, which was pretty special. And PSG came as well, Paris Saint-Germain. So I think for us to come out there, especially for Leicester after what we did, to come over there to meet the fans, and I think American fans as well, they like underdog stories.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
So when we come over, we didn't realize how big it was over here. So that was pretty special to share that over here.
So you guys arriving here in a weekend where American football is in the midst of the NFL season, and we know this is a nation addicted to football. So that is the biggest sport, and obviously the best player, Patrick Mahomes, is the MVP of the NFL and the guy that always delivers. Who is that guy in the Premier League? Who is that player right now that you have to watch? And if I were going to go over to, if I'm going to England or Britain, I'm going to a game, who would I need to see?
I don't want to say this because it's probably not Manchester United. But obviously, there's a lot of good players in there. I would have thought you'd have to put Haaland up there. Yeah.
Certainly. Definitely.
You know, he's bringing out, you like the stats here, so he brings out the numbers.
They need to get Keno back and have him break his knee. Like he did his old man, right?
No comment.
So, Wes, the United takes on Crystal Palace. Yeah. I mean, I had the misfortune of watching that Liverpool game, and I don't know that I'll ever get over the trauma of that.
Yeah.
What do you expect? They're pretty good against the lesser sides.
Yeah, I mean, since that game you just said, we've played twice. Very convincing wins, playing well. I think the confidence up a little bit. So it'll be an entertaining game, but I'm still hoping we get through this one with the confidence of the last game. You know, we won 7-0.
Yep.
So hopefully we can take a bit of that into the game coming up tomorrow.
And Danny, Leicester is taking on Everton.
Yeah.
The second team in Liverpool, if you will. They wouldn't like me saying that, but... what do you expect from that one?
I think it's a massive game already, only a few games into the season. I think both teams have been winning in winning positions, they've lost points. I think more pressure's on us and Leicester because they're at home. Everton are looking for their first point. So I think already it's a six-pointer. And I think Leicester, we've got to go into that wanting the 3 points and to put more pressure on Everton and the teams around the bottom of the table.
What do you guys think of the soccer, football at the Olympics this year? What was your overall impression?
Well, we wasn't in it, was we?
No.
So you didn't watch it all?
So we didn't watch it all.
Yeah, not a great deal, to be honest with you.
Give it a miss?
Yeah. Was you in that? Was any of you two involved when we...
No.
No, I wasn't.
No.
Emma Hayes was in it. She took the U.S. to the gold medal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Very proud of that. Mm. She's a very good coach. Wasn't she at Chelsea?
Yeah,
she
was at Chelsea. Yeah. She won many titles. Yeah. And I know it was the last season... last year, and then came over to the US, so she'll be good. Yeah.
I want to ask Gary, Chelsea takes on West Ham.
Yep.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think a lot of change at Chelsea, obviously, at this moment in time. Good result out against Bournemouth last game. Not necessarily a great performance, but a good win. So, yeah, going into this, they should be confident. But you never quite know with Chelsea at this moment. You know, it's a new squad that's been put together. But they're definitely on the right path in terms of results. So I see it being a win for Chelsea.
There are like several squads they've put together.
They have, yeah.
They have a lot of highly paid players that can't
play. They do. I mean, Sancho come on as sub, obviously a new signing. And I thought he was terrific against Bournemouth in the second half when he come on. So hopefully, you know, maybe he gets a start. But I'm confident Chelsea will get a win.
As good as you guys were, as good as your careers were, did you ever end up on the wrong side of the tabs? Or the back page, did you ever deal with the media in a way that really you thought, oh boy, this is not something I want to deal with? What was your relationship like with the media that covered you as players?
Great when I was playing well and not so great when I wasn't playing well. I think that's the bottom line of it. Yeah, obviously when you're in bad form or out of the team, you're getting criticised. And as players and professionals, it's about how you bounce back from that. And obviously when things are going rosy and in circumstances when obviously with won trophies or whatever that may be, you're getting praise. So take the rough with the smooth, as they say.
Yeah, the same really. You have your ups and downs. But obviously at my time at Manchester United, we won a lot of trophies. And I think the thing was you'd have to try and maintain that, which is very difficult each season. And not just the squad of players, but that a lot of that came down with the manager, Sir Alex Ferguson, who kept the focus on what we were really there for and kept the drive going. But yeah, I mean, I think in sport, everybody has ups
and
downs.
To deal with paparazzi?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot. I'm guessing it's a lot worse now with the technology about. We didn't have photo phones or anything, did we?
No, I think we had really mobile.
Showing your age there, right?
Yeah. No one was following you around.
No. So it was a little bit easier in that sense.
It's worse now, I think, for the athletes, isn't it? Everywhere you go now, people at the phones.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Straight on Instagram or it's straight on X. No, obviously previously Twitter. So, yeah, I think you've just got to be, these young lads have got to be careful and just concentrate on the sports.
I'm curious, Wes, did you ever get the hairdryer?
Yeah, many times. Many times, yeah. And afterwards, I was very lucky for him. One of the players didn't get changed, one of the young lads one day, and I remember getting the hairdryer at Leeds United, which is a big rivalry.
Yes.
And we were winning 1-0, and I actually thought, I don't understand why I'm getting this, but went out, we played a little bit better. And when we came in, I think we won the game 2-1. And then afterwards, one of my friends who didn't get changed, he said to me, when we all walked back out to the field, the manager went from red to laughing and said, he'll play even better now. So it was very good from the manager, the way he would sort of interact with the players and get the best.
I got it, and I still blame Wes for it. And I don't know if you remember this.
You were in England. You were a Man United schoolboy, and you played a few games before going on loan, right?
Yeah, before I got the hairdryer, and I had to leave.
You got the hairdryer. Just so people who are listening
know. What's the hairdryer?
So Sir Alex Ferguson, Fergie, was known for getting in a guy's face and screaming so much, you know, it's the hairdryer. Like, your hair goes back and, you know. Is that correct?
He came into me.
Everyone.
At halftime, straight in my face. I was only young. And at the time, I felt like my world was over. My career was over. And, yeah, he subbed me off at halftime. But in the end, I think Ronaldo got 2 goals. We ended up winning. But in the final, at the time, I thought, oh, my career's over.
God.
So you guys probably all became professional athletes as teenagers.
Yeah, I mean, you start out very young, and I suppose you have a talent and you get picked out and go to whichever club is your local club and sort of start your career from there.
I think in terms of full-time job, it's probably obviously when you leave school and it's around 16 years of age that you're full-time.
Did you start at Villa? Where did you start, Gary?
Yeah, I started at Aston Villa. Yeah, okay. I did my youth team there, YTS there, and then progressed, played in the first team. And then moved to Bolton after that.
Wow.
So
it's wild, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, and what's it like going on loan, Danny? I mean, you went to Antwerp first, but you went like knowledge. 4 or 5. You're still United property for a number.
Yeah, I think because I was trying to break into Wes's team. I was trying to take Wes's place, actually. So I think when you go on loan, I think you're just trying to get experience. You know, you're trying to find your way in the game, trying to learn about yourself. So, yeah, I went on loan 3 or 4 times to gain more experience, to try and come back and break into the Man United team. But it was just too good, unfortunately, and I ended up moving on to Newcastle and then in the end, obviously, Leicester City.
When you travel to America, how often do people ask you if you like Ted Lasso?
Oh, we do like Ted Lasso, yeah. Probably every time. But I think it's a a great series. And I remember putting it on the first time thinking, I'm not sure if I like it. And I absolutely loved it.
You did?
It. Yeah.
How about you guys?
I'm going to shock you and say I've not seen it.
Yeah,
you have not seen it.
I swear that. No,
you've never seen an episode of Ted Lasso.
No.
I'm glad you said that because
I've not. I can't believe myself. I haven't because I've heard
like
so much about it.
COVID show, seriously, because it was really upbeat and positive, and I think the world needed that, and I think that's why it became so widely popular. But I don't know. I haven't seen it recently. I don't know how it holds up. It's cute and it's funny.
Right. And I need to jump on that on the flight on the way home.
I think people who aren't necessarily maybe the casual soccer fan in America relate to, like you said, we love the stories, the rags to riches stories, and any type of the storyline. They did such a good job of telling those stories that it was just appealing to a lot of people.
Yeah, and like you said, it was a. It was honest, you know, it was fair. Yep. And the way he went about sort of his the sort of manager he was, you don't normally get that every time. He kept to his guns and...
Never played for a guy like that then.
we were there to win, there to win. And sometimes you have to hear a few truths, which people don't like to hear.
The Leicester thing is one of the most amazing stories ever. You could do like a life story. You mentioned Vardy. Mm. Didn't he start out as like a pub player? And then, I'm not even joking, he was like, kicking the ball around with his pub mates while he was, and he ended up being timed as the fastest guy in the Premier League a couple of years ago. And that's, now he's pretty old.
Listen, he's the same age as me. He's still going. But he's still going. I think that's credit to him. And how he looks after himself, and not so much when he was younger, but he obviously has to now. But yeah, just his story alone, you know, there was a lot of stories in that team and what we did, but just to go from where he went non-league all the way up to the top, winning golden boots, playing for his country, you know, and still doing it now as captain is pretty special.
How big is the gap between the quality of play between the Premier League and the MLS here in America?
Oh, it's monstrous.
I mean,
it's difficult to say, having not played here. I think there is a gap. I think the Premier League is obviously at such a high standard, so fast, so quick. I think it's obviously slightly off that. But it's certainly growing over here, isn't it? I think there is a gap. It's like with the Premier League and the Championship over in England. You know, I played in the Championship, and the level is quite significantly different.
But if you look at it from when Beckham came here to now, though, the standard of player that Beckham was probably playing with compared to what Messi's playing with now, mm-hmm. you can tell it's gone straight through the roof. It's getting better.
But in the EPL, you have like a World 11, right? You got guys from all over the place. It's so competitive in practice, and you're fighting in form will determine if you're keeping your spot. That doesn't happen in this country. Unfortunately, there are a limited number of players. So you've got some good players, a lot of older players on the way down, but you are assured of a position. And that is never going on in the EPL unless you're one of the great goal scorers or great defender, whatever. But you've got to fight to have form during the week to keep your job, and that doesn't happen in this league.
Yeah, which I think is healthy. It's healthy. Yeah. Certainly in the teams that I've been in, it's definitely push players. You know, it keeps you on your toes. It keeps you wanting to perform at that high level because you know if you don't, someone's going to come in and take your position. So it's the competitive edge in the dressing room is certainly a good thing.
All right, so all this is on NBC. You can watch it over the next two mornings. Get up early and make yourself a pot of tea. Unfortunately, when I was a younger man, we used to go out for a few pints, and it's far too early to start. All this is on. It is Saturday and Sunday mornings on NBC, and it is the live fan festival in Lincoln Park. So I think the tickets are gone, if I'm not mistaken. You can't really get a ticket and go out, but it's going to be a fun 40, thing to see.
40,000 people.
Yeah.
40,000 people.
They're already
amazing.
Sold
that's
out.
That's great.
Yeah. So that's great stuff. Guys, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thanks
great
for coming
to see
in.
You.
Thanks for having us.
We really appreciate it, and we'll look forward to watching the games tomorrow, and hopefully United does well. I'm an EPL fan, but I'm really a United fan. It's just the reality of my life. And sadly, they won everything when I was young, and then bloody City is now in that spot. Thanks again. We really appreciate it. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Spiegel and Company, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Dave Wanstead.
I am turning to my offensive coordinator, if I'm the line coach, and saying, guys, or Flew, somebody's got to say, guys, we got to slow these guys down. We got to run the football. We got to score points, but we got to slow them down somehow. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to stand there and let this happen the rest of the game.
Spiegel and Company, afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And always live on the free Odyssey app.
This segment is brought to you by Bell Tire.
Get up to $200 off a set of four select Goodyear tires at 0% financing for up to 12 months. Get entire life. Our exclusive free maintenance package, including flat repairs, alignment checks, rotations, and free air. Plus, get the lowest tire price, period.
This segment is sponsored by U.S. Waterproofing.
At U.S. Waterproofing, when we're called to fix a basement water problem, we get it fixed right. And we'll treat your home with the same care and attention we'd give our own. Schedule your free consultation today at uswaterproofing.com. U.S. Waterproofing. A better basement starts with us.
With over $100 million recovered for clients, Zayed Law Offices is a preeminent personal injury trial law firm. We exclusively take catastrophic cases involving medical malpractice, personal injury, and wrongful death where we can create and capture value for our clients. We have the resources and experience to fight and win for our clients in their time of need. Visit ZayedLawOffices.com for a free case evaluation. That's Z-A-Y-E-D LawOffices.com.
Jeff Lynn's ELO.
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why.
Live in concert in Chicago. The Over and Out Tour. Jeff Lynn's ELO. The final tour. All the hits. Live at United Center. Friday, September 27th. And due to demand, second show added Saturday, September 28th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
This September, Diamonds Direct's ultimate offer is back. Stronger than ever. Diamonds Direct helps you get the perfect jewelry gift with 0% interest. That's right. Enjoy 5 years of 0% financing on any Diamonds Direct purchase. It's your chance to get her the perfect ring with zero interest and comfortable monthly payments that fit your budget. But act fast. This offer ends September 30th. For details and more, visit DiamondsDirect.com. Spread your payments over 5 years with zero interest on approved credit. Only at Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Your coworkers might annoy you, but we promise we won't. Download the free Odyssey app and you can listen to us at work while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Tune in late? You can rewind your favorite live shows to catch what you missed. And with chapters, easily jump to the topics that you care about most, like the latest updates from your team. Your sports talk, your way. The Odyssey app. Download it today.
O'Reilly. Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric bring you Football Fridays on 670 The Score.
Get rid of nagging joint pain without drugs or surgery. Now there is a better way. All natural treatments. Call QC Kinetics 312-809-5955.
This
Boomer Esiason with an Odyssey Sports Minute. Among Sunday's most enticing matchups are Houston at Minnesota, Philly at New Orleans, and Detroit at Arizona. The Lions defense should test Arizona's resurgent attack. Now, Atlanta's upset in Philly Monday night makes Monday's prime timer against Kansas City even more intriguing. And my upset specials. How about the Chargers over the Steelers, the Packers over the Titans, and the home dog Cowboys over the Ravens? I'm Boomer Esiason.
You're listening to Mully and Hawk, back in 60 seconds on The Score.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When I wake up,
the best mornings
in the morning light,
start with Wrangler.
I pull on my jeans and I feel alright.
Jeans, jackets, and shirts that get your day started. Good mornings make for better days. Wrangler, for the ride of life.
Hey Bears fans, Paramount Plus is your home to stream the NFL on CBS every Sunday. Catch Caleb Williams and the boys in action. And stream your live local NFL on CBS game all the way through the AFC Championship. Sign up and sign in to Paramount Plus today.
Mullen Haw got you ready for Bears Week 3 matchup against the Indianapolis Colts with experts analysis from former Bears head coach Dave Wannstedt.
Here's going to be the key. When we get the turnovers, we got to get points. We got to get points. We're going to get sudden change. You know, we got to score off the turnovers. And we got to get touchdowns, not field goals on the road.
Bolin Krutz.
Poor Caleb. He got hurt too much. If you're in that building bouncing around, hey, man, let's get back to work. Show up that building, have energy, get everybody moving in the right direction. Let's get ready for the Indianapolis Colts. I can't wait to get back on that field and play again.
Chicago Bear wide receiver DJ Moore.
Stay together. It's a long season, and it's hard to win on the road. And we got it again this week going to Indianapolis, and just got to stay together and get this first win on the road, and things turn around.
Jarrett Payton.
Well, my predictions, that was before the season. I said they would win week one, lose week two, and then win week three. So I'm sticking with that to this point right now.
NFL insider Mike Florio.
The rushing numbers were just downright depressing. Both DeAndre Swift and Khalil Herbert were under 2 yards per carry. You can't not run the ball.
Joe Ostrowski.
It's an interesting matchup of good young quarterbacks here, but yeah, that's why the Colts are favored by a little bit. But, you know, it's hard to come up with a strong case on either side.
Bears Tribune beat reporter Dan Wiederer.
Play the game on your terms. And play the game on your terms means scoring first, getting the lead, and then letting your defense be your defense. This defense, guys, has given up 3 points after halftime in the first 2 games, and they've had 4 takeaways. Ride with that every single week, right? And understand that that's a formula for success, and hopefully they're able to get there.
NFL Network reporter Stacey Dale.
Anthony Richardson has struggled. The offense has struggled in Indy. The defense has struggled in Indy. So they have a chance to go in and get a road win, and, you know, we'll see what they clean up this week offensively.
BetMGM Hawks great Chris Chelios.
Well, I don't know. I just the road and the way things are in their confidence. Who knows? One game could turn things around for Caleb and the Bears. So I want them to win, obviously, but right now they're struggling.
Ruthie Polinsky.
Caleb, I would tell him to ramp it up. Do everything that you got to do in order to be the most prepared and the most ready you could possibly be for this Sunday so that you know that you're leaving it all out there on the field.
Nick Costas.
Like, pick the winner of the game, Matt Eberflus or Shane Steichen. I'll roll the dice with Shane Steichen and the upside of Anthony Richardson here. So I do like the Colts in the game.
Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger.
It's going to be tough on Anthony Richardson, who's completing less than 50% of his passes right now and looked willing to throw it to the other team on occasion as well.
Chicago Tribune Bears beat reporter Brad Biggs.
The Colts have been so awful stopping the run, which is a little hard to figure because they've got some players in there in the middle. And DeForest Buckner's out this week. He's on IR. Grover Stewart, the nose tackle, can be a load to move inside. That'll be a tough task for Coleman Shelton, the center. But I've got Bears 20-10, guys.
Joe Fortenbaugh.
To the Bears we go. Colts open -2.5. It's been bear money knocking it down to 1.5. Total 47, bet down to 43.5. I like Chicago here. I know everyone is overwhelmed and infatuated with Anthony Richardson's athleticism. That's great. but he didn't play a lot at Florida, and he didn't play a lot as a rookie. He's going to go through growing pains. We are seeing that. Bears defense leads the way. 85 is back on. I play Chicago.
Mark Grody.
I'm going to go 24-17 Colts. I hate to say it. I think the Colts are going to win. I think it's part of the conversation that we were having earlier that this is an absolute must-win for the Colts. And guess what? While I do think the Bears will adjust, so will the Colts. So will the Colts in terms of the way they attack the running game. So it'll be interesting to see how it works out with that bad running team, bad team at stopping the run. Both will adjust a little bit, and I think that the Colts end up winning the game.
Can the Bears win against the Indianapolis Colts? Mullin Haugh and your reactions to the Bears' upcoming matchup on 670 The Score, the home for Bears fans.
Mullin Haugh, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That, of course, our experts over the course of the week. Pretty interesting to think about the game plan for each team, David.
Yeah, nice job, Brandon, putting all that together. A lot of cross-section of opinions, and I don't think that there is any consensus, really, this week. There's not like you look at the Bears and people are saying, well, they're not going to lose down there. And likewise, a lot of people see the Bears as a flawed team the Colts can beat at home. I don't have any faith in a team that is that bad defensively. And I look at the Colts, and it's hard to envision all the expectations about the Bears that we came into the season with and all the things that we have seen so far, and to think that they can't beat a team as flawed as the Colts look. Now, that may be through, you know, Bear goggles, but I do think that the Bears not only can win this game, but need to win this game to justify all of this offseason hype that we had.
Okay.
If they don't,
how do they win the game?
They win the game by not trying to get too cute. By look, you look around the league, and we talked about it this week. Defense is back. The old school football this season has become sort of a throwback season so far. Through two games, fewest number of touchdown passes in 15 years. You look at the running game percentage, more running plays called, 41%, more so than in the last 20 years. All the numbers point to this. The Bears have to follow the trend and run the football 55-45 breakdown if they want. I mean, whatever it is, your run-to-pass ratio needs to be higher, and you need to play sound defense, which you can expect, and you don't turn the ball over.
Your run ratio needs to be higher than your pass ratio. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's not crazy to consider against this defense. Not maybe every week. That's not the way you make a living. That's how you get well.
See, this is why I find this game so interesting. So – if I'm the Colts, what is my goal for this game? My goal is to make Caleb Williams beat me.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to somehow stop the run. I want to somehow get better at what my main flaw is, which is you can run on them forever. They're allowing, 234 yards a game. The Bears in two games have rushed for like they've rushed for like 77 yards. So they need to double that total in this game if they're going to win this game, right?
But it's not inconceivable that they could do that.
I'm not saying
because they have been so
I'm
bad.
I'm not saying it isn't. But if I'm the Bears, I want to double that total. I want to get minimum 150 yards. And I want to take shots based on keeping my pocket clean because I'm running the football. That's how you can do it this week. If I'm the Colts, I want to run my running back 20 plus times. I want to make sure that he is running and running and running, and then when I'm done with doing that, I'd have him run some more. That's
the
best thing.
I think so against the Bears defense, but I think with the Colts, I wouldn't be surprised that they stayed in the Texans game with explosive plays. I don't think they're a team or an offense that looks at this Bear defense and this challenge on Sunday that they're going to wear the Bears down. I think they're going to try to attack deep balls. I think they're going to look for those explosive plays. You might look at a flea flicker making an impact, making a difference. They're going to try anything and everything because that's the way they win. For the Bears, it's the opposite. I believe that in the first two games, they've kind of gone into them and maybe this season used the pass to set up the run.
Yeah.
I think now they've got to reverse that. They need to use the running game and set up the pass. Your quarterback is hurting and struggling and off to a slower start than anyone anticipated. So get his confidence going. Don't put all the pressure on him. Take it off by blocking the run in a way that you did last year. You're coming into the season. Didn't the Bears lead the NFL in rushing last year?
They did.
Okay, a lot of that was because of Justin Fields.
Yes.
But the run, their offensive line took pride in something, and it was they were able to block the run effectively. They need to regain whatever that was that they have been missing, and they need to reestablish some sense of pride and credibility offensively. And yeah, that happens easiest and quickest by running the football.
Caleb Williams currently leads the Bears in rushing with 59 yards.
That's embarrassing.
That is humiliating.
Yeah.
And if that is the case in this game, if he leads them in rushing again, that's just really bad news.
Then you're going to be right, and the Colts are going to win this game. Because if the Bears can't get a running back to outgain their quarterback, who's a passer, not a runner, then something's gone terribly wrong. Because by design, by Shane Waldron's design, this has to be a more conservative approach. And this is the only game that I think – not the only game. I don't want to speak and get ahead of ourselves. But this is a game where you have to kind of – rethink the way that you view almost everything because you can't afford to lose this game. So Caleb Williams, you want to probably lean into making him manage this game more than you would typically want him to manage this game.
And I believe that, David. I just don't think they're gonna. My vote against the Bears is more about – it's not about – whether Caleb Williams can win the game late. I don't think he's there yet. Mm-hmm. I don't want him to be forced to win the game late, but I think that is the Colts' game plan. Let's force him to win the game late. They have the time of possession is the lowest in the league for the Colts. And they have Anthony Richardson, who's an excellent running back. I would give him 25 carries if I had to. I would just make sure that you're eating clock, you're running the ball.
If you're the Colts, you'd have Jonathan Taylor run 25 times?
Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
I would definitely do that. Is that out of line? I mean, that's
no, that's a good goal to have, but I don't think you're going to get that done against this Bears defense. You might want to try to do that because
– I think you have to try to do it.
If you're the Colts, you have two teams that really want to protect themselves against their young quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think that that they're more likely to make turnovers than you are. But I don't want Caleb in a position where he's got to throw the ball late in the game under duress.
You want to operate with the lead. I think Dan Weider put it well when you said you want to dictate the course of this game. Play it on your terms.
Yes.
And your terms would be with the lead so you can rush the passer. With the lead so you're not as desperate to put – your quarterback in a position where he's going to have to throw the ball down the field into double coverage or triple coverage, as we saw the other night. So, yeah, it's a very basic, fundamental approach. This is the kind of game that Dave Wannstedt would love to coach in because the two teams that would really
– yeah, he'd do it very well.
You want to lean into getting the running
style.
Game established
yes.
to protect your young quarterbacks from having turnover.
I'm curious what do you think the crowd will be like? You've been to Indy. You know people who are season ticket holders. I'm just curious, when you think about – we had a text earlier in the show. A guy said, hey, I'm one of 12 that's going down to the games. I'm sure there were a lot of people that looked at the schedule when it came out, thought the Bears were going to be in a dominant position, and let's go make the drive.
I think that there's Bears fans are going to be represented well and heard from.
Right.
And if things go the Bears' way – there will be times when I think you'll hear that, and there'll be times when maybe Anthony Richardson struggles with their own count. Maybe they'll have to go silent count at home. I don't know if it'll get that bad, but I do think this will be as close to a mixed crowd. It'll be like when the Blackhawks play in Arizona, and a lot of Blackhawk fans are at that game, or when the Bears play in Arizona. Indy's not Arizona, but there are a lot of Bears fans, not only in Northwest Indiana, but throughout the state, I can tell you, that are looking forward to this game because it's an opportunity for them to see the Bears maybe closer to their own backyards.
I just think that I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be a good game. I hope the Bears win the game. I just don't know if they're ready yet. I don't know if they've gotten that point. I worry when I heard the offensive coordinator talking – he just didn't answer in the affirmative. He said a lot, but I didn't get the sense that he was changing, tearing up the game plan, and now we're going to run the ball, which is, I thought, what the head coach was saying, and I thought the quarterback almost agreed with it. And then you get another day into the week, and it's kind of, eh.
Every week in the NFL season is a season unto itself.
It is.
And if the Bears lose this game, and it's related to the play calling, the offensive approach, or something that they didn't score enough points or they created too many mistakes for themselves, then next week will feel like a season for Shane Waldron. It will be a long one.
Oh, it'll be.
Because this week, you know, he had some criticism and he found out just what it means to be the offensive coordinator in Chicago, and a long line of guys who have been scrutinized, criticized, and then eventually shipped out of town. You don't want that to be the case or the reality for Shane Waldron this early in his tenure. But if you lose to a Colts defense that is 31st in the NFL, that means there's only one defense worse than this one that they will face. He's going to find out. That will be his welcome to Chicago moment.
All right. We're going to talk to, I think it's Dan and Marshall Harris.
Yes.
Am I correct? Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll talk to Dan and Marshall next. Be curious to know how they're looking at this game. I think we've taken a very sober look at it. I don't think we're overreacting one way or another. I think it's a winnable game, and I think it would be great if they won it. I just worry that they're not there yet. That's just me.
Their concerns, they have not removed the benefit of the doubt yet, and they won't do that. They have an opportunity now, starting Sunday, over the next four games, to get on a little bit of a roll. We'll see if they can.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.